Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So first this morning to that story that more than 2,600 school secretaries and caretakers are striking for the second day now with a series of regional rallies across the country. And yesterday large numbers made their way to Dáil-Éireann to protest at the lack of pensions and other entitlements. Today, strike action is taking place in Dublin, Athlone, Cork, Bray and Sligo. All of this comes after union leaders warned they are ready for the long haul. There's more than €1 million a week set aside by Forza for this indefinite strike, with their General Secretary Kevin Callanan telling the show yesterday the pickets have the potential to close down schools. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell is live for us in Cork City at Taoiseach Micheál Martin's office this morning. We can hear that there are plenty there already. Brian, what's happening?
Yes, good morning, Claire. I mean, since early this morning, about 100 caretakers and secretaries have been arriving here holding a rally outside on Taoiseach Micheál Martin's office, which is in Turner's Cross in Cork City. You can obviously hear them in the background here, and they're marching up and down here, and they're carrying signs saying pension parity now. And this is obviously one of a number of locations today around the country where secretaries and caretakers are conducting rallies, including Taoiseach Simon Harris's office in Bray, and Minister Marian Harkin's office in Sligo, and at the Department of Education's in Dublin and at Athlone, and again here at Taoiseach Micheál Martin's office in Cork City. It's a sample. You can hear as well, there's quite a lot of support of cars passing, Claire. I would say every 10 or 15 seconds people are beeping their horns. So there does seem to be that general support for what they're trying to achieve here, which is pension parity and to get access to other entitlements as well. Just to give you a sample, Claire, of some of those I met this morning, beginning with Carmel Fines, who's been working as a secretary for 26 years.
And we're just looking for parity. I was there 2 years before the SNAs were brought in. They were on all the benefits straight away. I think they had to wait maybe a year for the pension. But if we're all the same, and if we're all valued, and if we're, you know, essential to the running of the school, give us our due. Treat us the same as the principals, the SNAs, caretakers and cleaners and bus escorts. They all need the same treatment. They're all part of the essential staff of the school.
So 26 years, when you finish with your employment with the school, what does it mean for you in terms of your pension?
That means I don't have one at the moment.
I'm a secretary in a school for 15 years. I'm striking because we haven't been recognised as public servants. We provide a public service job every single day. We work alongside people who have public service pensions, public service holidays, public service pay, all the benefits, and we don't get any. And we would like to be recognised as for the job that we do.
Hi, David Dunhu's my name. I'm a caretaker from a school in Mahon in Cork City.
So tell me why you're out here today.
We're out here today, Brian, for pension parity and for, we feel what we deserve, public service pay for public service work. We feel we work alongside a lot of our colleagues, our principals, our teachers, our SNAs who have given us full support. We do the same work as they do. They get their public service pay and we don't.
So this is an indefinite strike?
Yes, indefinite. We're here, we're in for the long haul, as you saw yesterday on the RT News, the massive turnout, massive crowd. Yes, and it just showed the nation. There was a lot of people up there supporting us.
What will happen on Monday? I mean, I'd imagine as a caretaker, you're the person who opens the school gate on a Monday morning.
We'll be outside the schools Monday morning. Anyway, we're here today outside on Taoiseach's office. Just to let the parents know that they can come out and support us, we will be outside the schools Monday.
And you can imagine the frustration of parents who've had a long summer where they're trying to balance childcare and work, and they could be facing the prospect now of school closures.
Yes, we totally understand the frustration, but from the messages and everything we've been receiving, we have their support. It's now is the time for the secretaries and caretakers to stand up for themselves. We've been putting this on the long finger for too long, and now is the time we're fighting for what we deserve.
Pension, pension, pension!
No, no, no! Strike, strike, strike! No, no, no!
So, Brian, I know you've also been speaking to members of the Forza Union there in Cork this morning. What did they have to say?
Yeah, well, a number of representatives are here outside on Taoiseach Micheál Martin's office, and they are frustrated, they say, that progress has not been made over the past few months. They're arguing that a lot of notice was given before this action today and yesterday, and many of them say that meaningful talks would be enough to call off this indefinite strike. I spoke a short time ago with Noreen O'Callaghan, and Noreen is branch secretary of the Forza School Secretaries, and this is some of what she had to say.
We're here today outside Micheál Martin to send a strong message of solidarity on exactly what we're looking for. We're sick of being treated like second-class citizens in our important roles that we carry out every day.
So tell me how the role has changed over the years.
I started in a school with 150 children. Now there's 400 children in two SD special classrooms. The burden of an administration that we're doing every day for the Department of Education. We're inputting all the leave first. Teachers, SNAs, we're paying bus escorts, we're paying cleaners, we are paying all the staff, making sure that all their leave is recorded for the Department of Education. All these things were unknown of 20 years ago when I started my job. The gap is very wide at the moment, and just clarifies to, I hope, everybody listening, what the Department of Education think of school secretaries and caretakers. We sent notice back in June to every force of school that strike was imminent in, and we were not backing down.
Fast forward to Monday for me. Is it likely schools are going to be closed around the country?
Well, the Department of Education have sent a directive to border managements to keep schools open. Everybody wants to see children going to school. Education is very important. That is not what we're trying to. We're not trying to close schools. School secretaries and caretakers are trying to keep schools open. It is the Department of Education and their lack of awareness that they need to engage in this to stop this. We're working in public service buildings. We're doing public servants work. We're classified as grade 3. We're on the pay structure of grade 3 civil servants. They have pensions. That is what we want. We have some school secretaries and ETB boards getting pensions straight away, day one. They're signing the paperwork for pensions. And that is something that we're not privy to. And this is what it's all about.
That's Noreen O'Callaghan there speaking to Brian O'Connell in a very lively Cork this morning, where the caretakers and school secretaries are protesting outside the Taoiseach's office in Cork City. I'm also joined by RTÉ's work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan. Brian, good morning to you and thank you for being with us this morning. We just wanted to get a sense from you where this thing is at, because Kevin Callanan was here from Forza on the show yesterday and he said that schools might close on foot of this. So is there any movement at all?
Nothing. I was speaking to Forza people just in the last few minutes, Claire, and thinking maybe perhaps all the coverage yesterday, the huge rally that we saw, was there even a phone call from the government side? And they said, no, they heard nothing overnight. I was told that all they heard yesterday from the government is what they saw on the news. And what was that? That was the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, saying he was not in a position to give any commitments right now to these striking workers. We also heard from Pascal Donoghue yesterday, the Minister for Finance, saying that technically these workers are not public sector workers. They are employed by the schools. Now, that irked a lot of secretaries and caretakers because they're pointing out that, OK, technically, actually, the teachers and the SNAs are also employed by the schools, but they are categorised as public sector workers. So no movement from the government right now. I think what we could be seeing here, Claire, is a sense in government circles, particularly in the Department of Public Expenditure, do we want to open floodgates? Do we want to see other workers in other sectors who are funded by grants, who are contracted to do state work? I'm thinking of those in the healthcare sector. We've spoken a lot in the past about the Section 39 worker, who are kind of public sector workers. They do public sector work, but they are not entitled to public sector pensions or public sector pay. So is there a fear perhaps in government circles that if you give it to this cohort of workers, you could have wider claims? Now, of course, the counter argument is there is, well, the government has set this up for themselves. For decades, they have contracted out state services to non-state bodies, effectively to the private sector, and perhaps that policy is now coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm. Is the problem for the government here, though, that they've gone halfway with the caretakers and the secretaries, in that the changes they brought in a couple of years ago leave them with one foot inside the public sector and one out?
100%. And just to remind people, a quick history lesson here. For years, school secretaries would have been paid directly by boards of management of individual schools and contracted and hired by those boards of management. Then there was a big campaign by the union Forza, and they got a change. They got an agreement in 2022, whereby the school secretaries, they remained employees of the school, but their pay was moved into the centralised public sector payroll system. Now, just to clarify, that hasn't actually yet happened for the caretakers. They've been promised that it will, but it hasn't yet. But there is a commitment that that's coming down the line. So, yes, I think you're right. They felt they got part ways of the journey, a good chunk of the journey, but but they're not there yet. And they feel that the pension is the next logical step. And you heard in some of your clips there, they would argue there's precedent. The SNAs, they got that status, but they also got the pension. We have school secretaries in ETBs. They got the pension. So there is precedent there, they would say, they would argue, but certainly from the government side. I mean, if we saw what happened on Wednesday, Claire, there was about 3 hours of exploratory talks in the Workplace Relations Commission, which actually was a lot longer than I thought it would go on for, because the unions were certainly very pessimistic going into those talks. There was a sense they'd be in and out in 10 minutes and there was going to be nothing on the table. They went in for 3 hours, they laid out their case, the government laid out its case. The Workplace Relations Commission told both sides to go away. And then a couple of hours later, about 6 o'clock in the evening, they came back and they said, look, we've looked at this. We do not see a basis for negotiation right now, but we remain available. Afterwards, then the union telling me, well, actually, they didn't hear anything from the government side, that there wasn't anything put on the table. Mm-hmm. So there really is a bit of a standoff here. But remember, it's indefinite strike action. And right now, the schools are opening. Right now, we haven't heard of any big dramatic moments of, oh, we can't open the school gate. There's a burst pipe. There's nobody to fix it. We need to process a whole lot of paperwork. There's nobody to do it. That will happen, though, inevitably. And that's the nature of indefinite strike action, if it rumbles on into next week and beyond.
I mean, that's what people are wondering. You know, when will we get to a point where schools will be forced to consider closing? And is that, does that just depend on the duration of this, Brian?
Absolutely. And I was speaking to union people just this morning and they were even telling me maybe not next week, maybe the week after, maybe the week after that, which is difficult to almost countenance that would be whatever, 2-3 weeks of this. But they feel that that could be the moment that, you know, as I say, the pipe bursts, the gate won't open, nobody. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Claire, one caretaker said to me from County Kildare, he said, well, it's bin day tomorrow and there's nobody to put out the bins tonight. Mm-hmm. But if you times that by 3 weeks and the bins are piling up, you know what I'm saying? It would be a cumulative effect. And of course, that is the whole nature of this strike action. And that's why it's indefinite. Right. Union people telling me it had to be indefinite. They knew that a one-dayer wouldn't do this. It would have to rumble on and on and on to cause the maximum damage and to get the most attention.
Well, it'll have to end sometime and it'll have to be solved one way or the other, as these things always are. So we wait and see what the outcome is. Brian, thanks so much for taking us through it. Brian O'Donovan there, RTE Work and Technology correspondent, and earlier Brian O'Connell, who was from the rally in Cork in where the school secretaries and caretakers were protesting outside Micheál Martin's office. Coming up, are Fianna Fáil getting any closer to settling on a presidential candidate? We'll find out.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.